producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. Alex will be joining us in the next segment briefly. This is February the 19th, 2015, and everybody is talking about the coming of artificial intelligence. Is it going to be an existential threat to humanity? Is it going to wipe out humanity? Of course, we've had the utopian visions of Ray Kurzweil. But we're going to be talking today to one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence, Dr. Hugo de Garis. I would call his work that he put out about 10 years ago, The Artelect War, I would call it a seminal step in the discussion as to where we're going with artificial intelligence. Of course, he believes that it's not only probable, but inevitable that we are going to have super intelligent machines, that we begin it, that they finish it. Think of Terminator, where the Skynet became self-aware, and then malevolent. He is definitely in the dystopian camp, as we have also seen with Elon Musk, with Stephen Hawking. Even Bill Gates came out and said he was concerned about it, even though Microsoft was saying, no, we're not concerned about it at all, it's just fine. And of course, Ray Kurzweil is working with Google. They've been busy acquiring all of the key technologies, the key companies that are developing the technologies that would be used for artificial robots. And I think even more troubling in the near term is a war between and over, not over artificial intelligence, whether it's going to be developed. Of course, that's the central premise of Dr. De Garis. We're going to talk to him about that. What concerns me so much is that it's going to be used by the elites, that it won't be necessarily a war over artificial intelligence, but a war using artificial intelligence. And we keep seeing this come up over and over again throughout these DARPA projects. So we're going to talk to him about what the state of the art is right now with artificial intelligence. We're going to have him make his case for the inevitability of not only artificial intelligence, the Artelects as he calls them, but also of a conflict between what he calls two groups of humans, the Cosmos and the Terrans. Not as terrorists, but people who are concerned about humanity, about the Earth, who want to somehow get control of this technology he believes is going to get out of control. And I think one of the most interesting things about this is what I would call the paradox that you see in his work. He's drawn to do this, even though he believes it's going to result in the extinction of humanity. Of course, we're also going to be joined in the third hour by Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We'll talk to him about some breaking news stories. There's a lot happening today. We've got Obama's secret internet regulations are starting to get some scrutiny. Of course, everything that the government does is secret, whether it's Obamacare that we have to pass so we can find out what's in it. Just like we see with the transatlantic partnership, the trans-Pacific partnership being negotiated in secret by corporate lobbyists. And of course, our representatives, our senators, our congressmen are not allowed to see what that is. It's going to be rushed through with a fast track. They'll be presented with a large bill, just as they were with Obamacare. No time to read it, not allowed to change it. We're seeing that that is happening now with the bureaucracy within our own country, with the FCC. The FEC is also talking about making new vast regulations that are going to regulate content of political speech. I guess we're going to have mandatory vaccines where you have to take the vaccines before we can find out what's in them as well. There's nothing but contempt from the elites in terms of what we should know about what's going on. And, of course, there's not only DARPA, but there's also an agency called IARPA, the Intelligence Advanced Research Project. And they're busy working on predictions in terms of using artificial intelligence, as we talk about it in the broader sense, using that to predict societal trends, to predict possible conflicts, civil war, disease outbreaks. This is what they're doing. They're wargaming the future. They're looking at the possibilities. That's what we're going to do today with Hugo de Garis. If they're wargaming this, don't you think you should be concerned about what's going to happen in the future? Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Thursday, February 19th, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're about to go live to David Knight at the InfoWars.com News Center in Austin. I'm finishing up some family illness issues that should be complete in the next few days. There is so much happening in the world right now that it's mind-blowing. That's why you're all tuning in. That's why I'm here. It's incredible. We've got a guest coming up later in the broadcast who's one of the world experts on AI and who is predicting there will be a war between artificial intelligence and humans. And that's what the Pentagon and many other experts believe. So they're racing to build the AI first, hoping that they'll control it. We're living in 2015. DARPA's coming out saying, yes, people will have brain chips. Yes, we will merge with machines by 2030. Notice they were saying 2045. Now they're saying 2030. Next they'll say 2020. Everything's being compressed. Everything's being accelerated. And David Knight has done a lot of research on this. So coming up, we'll definitely want to get that whole analysis. Also, if you visit InfoWars.com, you notice that Italy is having to put troops on the street. Kurt Nimmo has an article about that because ISIS now says they're going to flood Europe with 500,000 immigrants as psychological operation. Now, when you pull back and realize this is Saudi Arabia doing this, working with Obama and the globalists, it is a psychological operation to create the clash of civilizations. Then radical Islam is given the whole Middle East, Africa, and much of Asia. The globalists are able to turn us into a police state in the bargain that Saudi Arabia carries out to launch more terror attacks here in America, just like the 28 pages of the secret report now proves that Saudi Arabia was quarterbacking the 9/11 attacks. So we see all this coming into view. We see Obama with the summit openly saying that this is all about extremist, period, and he won't even call Islamist radicals extremists. Now, I don't want to kill the Muslims. I have a lot of friends from college and high school that are Muslims, that are nice, hardworking entrepreneurs and good people. And so the cliche that all the Muslims want to blow us up, I don't agree with that. I'm not Islamophobic, but I am radical Islamophobic, and that is becoming the dominant form of Islam by the sword. It is taking over just as Saudi Arabia took over from 1901 to 1932. They had 200 square miles, and 30 years later, they had Syria, what Saudi Arabia, and a whole bunch of other areas with British intelligence financing them. So this thing of using Al-Qaeda to attack the Russians and Al-Qaeda to attack us on 9/11 and all this, it's just a repeat. They're a secret army, a globalist cutout. Now, the idiots on the ground fighting and killing are just pirates that want to rape and murder. They're psychopaths. They're delusional. They're in the news today saying Jesus, the prophet, will come back and fight for them. They think Jesus is the prophet, not the Son of God. All of this is social engineering on a mass scale. All of this. Notice that it's Western governments flooding our countries, not just with Muslims, but with Muslims in the most radical areas, and then saying, race for terror attack, we've got to now take your freedoms. But then meanwhile, the summits are all about gun owners and conservatives, and that's the Justice Department's main focus. We already know this. InfoWars broke this, as you know, with the Mayak report and other documents. But now we have to get this out to everyone else who doesn't understand it. Don't think just because you understand this, other people understand this. Also, we need to understand perception. Just like they say there's record gun deaths, but gun deaths are down since 1991, 51% FBI's on numbers. The news is able to show all the gun deaths. And I'm shifting gears right here just into psych control and how they spin things, just to keep our mind on that. So gun deaths are way down, but they're telling us it's way up. Just like every day we have articles on InfoWars.com, and I've told my writers continue to do it, showing police killing innocent people, doing horrible things. But remember, that's actually not up in the statistics. In fact, in some areas it's down. Because of media attention, it creates the perception that the police are out of control. What's out of control is the central government trying to warp the police into something truly evil, and they're pushing and promoting all this anti-cop stuff to then make the cops basically go under a psychology of only working with the feds and a gang mentality because they feel persecuted, instead of us embracing the police and promoting a Bill of Rights culture. That's what the enemy doesn't want. So we post the articles of the wrongdoing so the bad cops get in trouble. But that's only to clean up the police departments, not to demonize the police in general. Local government, local control, farmers markets, Buy America, this is all the answer. And I'm just skipping around here because there's so much news to cover. Let's walk over to the computer right now. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Gucciardi is on the camera for me. Woman calls cops for help against intruders. Cops show up and shoot her dead. Well, yeah, they made a mistake, and it's terrible. It's bad. That's why she probably needed a gun herself to do it. The police are there to arrest somebody once they've committed the crime and bring them to justice. To the jury, to us, the people. Italy puts troops on the street in response to Islamic State. State psychological warfare op. ISIS believes Jesus will come. Ted Cruz, Obama has become an apologist for radical Islamic terrorists. Absolutely. Cop beats high school kid so bad even the cop's own department told the family to file a complaint. Report finds we're eating 2.5 tons of fake food. Anthony, I want you to get on today, at least for 15 minutes with Dave and I, and cover this, because these articles you write are so huge we hardly ever cover them. Look at this. Hong Kong chief executive told citizens to act more like sheep. Shocking video. College students condemn free speech and the First Amendment. And that's a serious video. Long form with them doing this. So that's basically it, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones signing off for this news update for this Thursday, the 19th transmission. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Don't take this show for granted. The enemy wants to shut it down. We're growing, but we're in the middle of a major confrontation with the globalists, as everybody is. Everybody fighting them is being confronted more and more because the enemy knows we're gaining ground. Please support Infowars.com, InfowarsStore.com. Continue to buy the products. Continue to spread the word, because you are the power. You are the people. You are the wind that God blows out of his lungs to fill the sails of liberty if you decide to be part of this fight. So join us in history. It's epic. I salute you all, because if you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, that's Alex Jones with a message recorded earlier breaking down some of the stories that are coming out today. We have, as he mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, we have Dr. Hugo de Garis, a pioneer of artificial intelligence. And, of course, 10 years ago, he wrote a book called The Artelect War. He has a very dystopian view of what may happen with artificial intelligence as someone who knows a great deal about it. We're going to talk to him today from China. He has been working up to his retirement in China on an artificial brain project in China. Pretty much all of the countries are doing it. That's one of the reasons that he believes and makes a case for it in his book, is it's essentially a competition. Just as we had the space gap with Sputnik, we got concerned about that. Every country is concerned about falling behind militarily and doing the research. That's what's driving this kind of, I would call it a DARPA kind of madness that we see. Just yesterday, of course, we had the story right out of the Matrix, talking about how DARPA is working on a brain implant to be powered from the spine that would go on the back of your neck. They would project video directly into your brain, bypassing the visual system that your body has. Today, we have a story that's up on Drudge Report about drones being used to seek out arteries in order to prevent heart attacks. This is nanotechnology, microscopic drones that they would inject into your arteries that would then seek out plaque inside of the arteries and release a drug derived from, they say, a natural protein that repairs inflammation damage in the body. So I look at this, I think maybe the Amish have the right idea. I am definitely, as Dr. de Garis would call it, I'm definitely in the Terran camp. Not as a terrorist. That doesn't mean terrorist. That means Terra as in terra firma, earth, humanity. That's the side I'm with. Of course, he sympathizes with that, but he describes himself as a cosmist, someone who feels compelled to create this, what he believes, godlike intelligence that he thinks is not only coming soon, but is not just a high probability, but a certainty. He believes that's going to happen. And I think one of the things we want to talk to him about, besides the timing, besides how this might break out, he has a very laid this out 10 years ago, how he thought this conflict would play out. So we want to talk to him about the state of the art and research. We want to see how he thinks this is going to play out. But one of the things that I want to focus on, because it has implications for everyone who is a scientist or an engineer, is the ethics of this. Because he's very conflicted about this. He feels compelled to create this godlike intelligence, even though he personally believes that it will likely lead to the extinction of the human race. There was a story on The Guardian today, artificial intelligence and nanotechnology, which he believes is an enabling technology for the kind of development of artificial intelligence that he foresees. Artificial intelligence and nanotech threaten civilization. This is The Guardian. They say in a recent Global Challenges Foundation proposal, they said such extreme intelligences could not easily be controlled either by the groups creating them or by some international regulatory regime, and would probably act to boost their own intelligence and acquire maximal resources for almost all initial AI motivations. I say if these motivations don't include the survival of humanity, it makes extreme intelligence of these AIs a unique risk, in that extinction is more likely than with lesser impacts. And they go through and they list in this article a whole bunch of different existential threats that to human existence, things like extreme climate change, nuclear war, global pandemic, ecological catastrophe, global system collapse, major asteroid impact, supervolcano, synthetic biology, nanotechnology, artificial intelligence, unknown consequences, and here's the one we talk about all the time, future bad global governance. See, that's the way I see the art-like war playing out. I don't see it as a fight between people who are motivated to create the next godlike intelligence and people who are concerned that's going to get out of hand and try to stop them, like Terminator 2, as you saw Sarah Connors do, trying to shut down the scientists that she saw as being key to developing the future robots. We actually saw Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, actually start doing that. I don't see it happening that way. I see the motivation coming from bad global governance. The same kind of elite megalomaniacs, the kind of movie supervillains that have absolutely no regard for the human race and have talked about cutting it down to virtually nothing. Virtually no one but them. So stay with us. We're going to be right back. It's an interesting show.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Thursday, February 19th, 2015. This segment, I want to go over some of the news, especially what's going on with the Internet, because that is really key. That is the substrate of free speech in America, and we see several articles about this on the Drudge Report today, one of them from the Weekly Standard. Why can't the public see Obama's proposed Internet regulations? We have the FCC saying that they need to exert control over the Internet in order to give us net neutrality. They have been on both sides of this issue. It isn't about net neutrality. It's about exercising control of the Internet and shutting it down. And the fact that they won't show us what these regulations are should make you very suspicious. We've got senators like Mike Lee, Ben Sasse, Rand Paul, all in opposition to this. Lee has called the regulation a government takeover of the Internet. He says it amounts to a massive tax increase on the middle class being passed in the dead of night without the American public really being made aware of what's going on. Well, that's what they do with everything. That's what they did with Obamacare. They said we had to pass it so we could find out what's in it. That's what they're doing with the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnership, the massive trade agreements that go far beyond trade. They changed the very essence of government and the relationship to multinational corporations that elevates them to the level of government because, of course, they're negotiating these treaties, the multinational corporations, in secret. Our government's not even allowed to see it. And, of course, you've got senators who can't see what our own internal bureaucracy is doing. One of the FCC commissioners, this guy is a real hero, Ajit Pai. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but he is a hero. He's exposed a lot of things the FCC has been doing in the past. They say he's been talking about the fact that this is 333 pages of proposed regulation, of course, that we cannot see. Now, there's an excellent video on this article in the Weekly Standard, a real movie trailer. And, of course, we've seen this movie of tyranny play out many times before, but this is something that really lays it out. I think it's also good for radio, but let's go to that tape.
In a world where the web is open and free, and innovation spans the globe, one man has a secret plan to seize control of the Internet. He has a phone. He has a pen. And he claims he has the power to do it. It's not the first secret government plan to take over a sector of the U.S. economy.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
But against all odds, one man is fighting back.
I want a free and open Internet. Most people do.
One man believes Americans deserve to know more.
The public has a right to know what its government is doing.
One man shines light into the darkest corners of government.
If you told the average American that the FCC is going to propose regulations for the Internet economy that are 332 pages long, and you're not going to be able to see it until the FCC adopts it, they would think that's the wrong way to go.
Wait a minute, you can't tell me what's in the document?
That is correct.
From the government that brought you spying on journalists, abuse of power from the IRS, and healthcare.gov comes the Department of the Internet.
Net neutrality is Obamacare for the Internet. The Internet should not operate at the speed of government.
Coming soon on February 26th, prepare for the Department of the Internet. But it's going to take more than one man to stop the government's takeover of the Internet. Contact Congress today and find out how the FCC plans to change the Internet. Congress should demand this rule be made.
Let the American public see this plan.
There we go, yeah. Excellent video. Keep the Internet open and free. And, of course, that's a great line in there. The Internet operating at the speed of government. And quite frankly, it's not going to be operating if they have their say-so about it. They're looking at many different ways to restrict Internet freedom, to restrict the free speech. And, of course, we have not only the FCC saying, we have to protect you from gatekeepers, so we're going to make ourselves the gatekeepers. You know, kind of like the way they protect us from violence in cities by becoming violent policemen. We've got a billionaire, Mark Cuban, in another article that's up on Drudge saying that net neutrality will F everything up, is what he says. Doesn't mince words here. He says it's a dispute essentially between two large companies, Netflix and Comcast, that essentially started this. He said they were able to work this out as big companies typically do, that we should not have the government getting involved as gatekeepers. And he points out that he has no objection to Congress passing a law specifying that ISPs can't discriminate or block websites. That, though, is the purpose of the FCC getting into this, is to shut down free speech, to shut down websites. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more news. And joining us in the next hour is Dr. Hugo DeGaris.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is February 19, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We'll be joined later in the show, in the next hour, by Dr. Hugo DeGaris, one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence. He's going to give us his very dystopian view of the future. But I think it's also important to talk to him because he represents, I think, the kind of paradox of ethics that we see with many people who work at all levels with the military-industrial complex. Would you, because of intellectual curiosity, because of financial reward, whatever the reason, would you do things that you think are going to result in the deaths of hundreds, thousands, millions? In his case, he thinks that the Ardlec War will result in the death of billions. He talks about gigadeath. Nevertheless, he feels compelled to create it. So I'm very intrigued by this paradox And I want to talk to him about that, as well as his take on the state of the art of artificial intelligence, how he thinks this may happen. We were talking just before the break about the FCC, and I want to get back to that. But very quickly, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the special products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. And we have some specials on those products this month. We have a February special for Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 20% off. You'll also find 15% off ProPure water filters. And we have a special that introduces Ancient Defense, one of our new supplements there. If you buy two Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, you get one Ancient Defense for free. That's InfoWarsLife.com. That supports our operation. It's a primary aspect of support of our operation. Of course, support your local affiliates who carry this radio station, as well as the sponsors that make that possible. Now, going back to the news here, the FCC, Mark Cuban was very upset by the idea that the FCC is enlarging its turf. And, of course, they've been after this for quite some time. They are using the threat of large corporations shutting down and controlling your internet access. They're using that threat in order to create a regulatory mechanism that can do exactly that. They're saying, we don't want to have gatekeepers of the internet, corporate gatekeepers of the internet, so we're going to set up government gatekeepers of the internet. Just look at how that has worked out for us with the FDA, with other regulatory agencies. They get captured by the very companies, Monsanto, et cetera, that they're supposed to regulate. They don't protect us. We don't want to have this kind of expansive regulation. It wasn't that long ago that the same FCC committee member that is blowing the whistle on these new secret rules that we're not allowed to look at, he also pointed out that they were looking at content. They were going to send flyers out to print media, which has nothing to do with their jurisdiction. But we see, just like we see the FAA trying to extend its jurisdiction over model planes, over paper airlines, we had a National Transportation Safety Board judge slap them down and say, you don't have any authority over these lightweight models, these quadricopters that are carrying cameras. They tried to assess a $10,000 fine against a guy who was working for the University of Virginia. He flew a 5-pound styrofoam drone over the University of Virginia taking pictures. They tried to assess a $10,000 fine, and the judge slapped it down and said, if we go with the argument that you, the FAA, are trying to make, we're going to regulate even down to paper airplanes and balsa wood airplanes. But that was repealed. That was they appealed that decision, and the NTSB board overruled that judge. And so now that's exactly what the FAA is doing. This is the way all of these bureaucracies are rolling out and expanding their power. It's not just Obama with his executive orders. It's these bureaucracies that are writing the laws, calling them regulations. But Congress no longer writes the laws. Congress isn't even allowed to see what the FCC is planning on doing to the internet. It's secret. There's over 300 pages. One of the commissioners who's blowing the whistle on that has seen it, but of course the senators haven't. Senator Rand Paul, Mike Lee, others have complained about this. They're not allowed to see it. They're not allowed to see the trade agreements that are being negotiated by corporations and transatlantic, transpacific trade agreements. This is the kind of secretive government. Of course, Mark Cuban says, look, I wouldn't have a problem if you wanted to use the FCC or Congress. Not, he doesn't even say the FCC. He rightfully says Congress. Congress should pass the laws, not the bureaucracies. He says, I don't have an objection to Congress passing a law saying that internet providers can't discriminate or block legal websites. See, that's the way it's going to be used. That's the whole purpose, however, of the FCC's movement behind this. Just take a look at this story. It's up on InfoWars.com today. Federal government demands social media censorship. This is a Republican congressman from Texas, Ted Pope, chair of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Terrorism. He's always done in the name of security. And he's saying, you know, we need to force Twitter to take stuff down. Look, it's not something that is not being, they have paid trolls. They've been doing it in Afghanistan. They do it here in CONUS in the continental United States. You can see their work, these paid Pentagon trolls and government homeland security trolls. If you want to see their work, just go to our website. Go to InfoWars.com. You'll see them hanging out in the comments section. You'll see them on YouTube hanging out in the comments section. The same guys all the time. That's what they do. They actually war game that. They actually measure your response to see if they can push you in a certain direction. That's what they've been doing for a long time. So, you know, they aren't necessarily censoring content from ISIS. They want to censor political content. That's what the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, wants to do as well. We also have a story up on Infowars.com. Google warns of U.S. government, quote, hacking any facility in the world. This is an obscure rule that essentially says that the FBI needs to get search warrants from a judge that has jurisdiction. By removing that requirement, then they can have a judge, quote unquote, give them authority to go anywhere, even outside of this country. And of course, I guess that's kind of a novel idea that any branch of government would even bother to get a search warrant anymore with the kind of dragnet surveillance we have here. But this is what Google is saying. They say this opens the door to the U.S. government hacking any facility in the world. They say FBI agents would be able to carry out covert raids on servers no matter where they were situated, giving the U.S. government unfettered global access to vast amounts of private information. Now, understand, they're not just talking, really. Primarily, they're talking here about a virtual hacking. In other words, when they talk about a covert raid, they're really talking primarily about a computer hack job on any server anywhere in the world. But understand that that isn't where it's going to stop. You're going to wind up having American SWAT teams, special forces, descending on people. That's where this is going to stop. They say the nature of these government searches, they say, could take place anywhere in the world. The concern is not theoretical. This is what Google is saying. The nature of today's technology is such that warrants issued under the proposed amendment will, in many cases, end up authorizing the government to conduct searches outside the United States. Perhaps this is the way Google is trying to repair their reputation after having been started by the CIA and being involved with a lot of this government spying. Now they're warning us what they, I guess they've been told the government is already getting ready to do. And of course, we just learned earlier this week that there was hacks, NSA hacks into the lower level software, software on the hard drives into the firmware so that they could essentially boot up a spy program as the hard drives are turned on. And we've seen in the past that the special tactical group that the NSA has been intercepting packages as they've been shipped out, changing the hardware, putting stuff into computers, into hard drives. This is some spyware that's been discovered by a Russian group, Kaspersky, and they pointed out that it shares exactly the same methods of working as Stuxnet, and everybody understands that Stuxnet was something that was done by the United States and Israeli military against the Iranians, attacking, interestingly enough, their hard drives. And no matter how many times they tried to wipe those hard drives, it just kept coming back because it was down at the boot level firmware. We talked many times about DARPA, as we mentioned yesterday and earlier today. The story from yesterday that DARPA is working on a Matrix-like hack to go into the spine and the back of the neck and straight out of the Matrix. Of course, perhaps they gave them some information. We see a lot of predictive programming going on in the movies. And, of course, that's what we're going to be talking about in the next hour. We have one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence who foresees a Terminator-like future for us, a system where the artificial intelligence becomes self-aware, not only self-aware, but malevolent. So we're going to talk to him about his dystopian view, which stands in stark contrast to Ray Kurzweil's utopian view. And, of course, Ray Kurzweil is someone who thinks that this is going to play out as cyborgs. He thinks he's going to merge with the machines. He calls it the singularity, and Dr. Nagaris calls it the single hilarity. He thinks that that's not going to happen whatsoever. So we'll talk to him as to why he thinks it isn't going to be a merging of man and machine, but we'll also talk to him about how quickly he thinks this is going to happen. It's not just DARPA that's creating these types of over-the-top science fiction developments that we see. It's also an intelligence advanced research project called IARPA. And as we mentioned on the news briefly yesterday, they're looking at ways to predict what's going to happen in society. One paper that they came out with said that anticipatory intelligence is considered to be one of the next frontiers of big data research. And they see that their customers, the people that they're going to support in making these decisions are national security, law enforcement, and intelligence missions. And what are they looking for? Well, they're going to try to forecast things like disease outbreaks, elections. See, our national security and law enforcement needs to know who's going to win the next election. They also want to know about domestic political crises and civil unrest. So that's the types of things that they're looking at. And, of course, this agency, really, which hasn't gotten a lot of attention like DARPA has, because we know we've seen all of these robotics projects that DARPA has come out with, the dogs. We just had a smaller version of Big Dog. Every time you see that thing, you've got somebody walking up to it and kicking it so that you can see how it can regain its balance. Every time I look at that thing, I want to kick it as well. But, of course, the large robotics projects that DARPA sponsored, you should understand, too, that the very first competition that DARPA ever did was for self-driving cars, as they like to call them. I call them computer-driven, government-controlled cars, because controlling transportation, controlling your movements, is as important in total totalitarian societies as it is to control everything that you read, everything that you see. So they want to control the internet. They also want to control the actual highway, not just the information highway. Now, IARPA, this not very well-known agency, back in October of last year, they had a special fair that they invited people to come see, a few select journalists. They say it was an industry day. And the people reporting on this, of course, they were invited. They invited the federal, the FCW, which is some kind of a federal. I'm trying to look at the paper here and let's see what agency it is. But it's basically an internet site that reports on what the federal government is doing for federal workers. They say that they're the same program where they're looking at predicting what's going to happen with crowds, looking at publicly available data and predicting how things are going to break, whether it's going to be civil unrest, looking to see if people are getting sick. We know that they're mining social media furiously and saving this and then also trying to use it to move the population in a particular direction. They say they had an industry day. They said it was very upbeat. This is a federal workers site. They say they had a welcome package, including a handout with a quote from the New York Times saying that IARPA is one of the government's most creative agencies. And then they had this to say, which I thought was interesting, coming from kind of a puff piece. They say, but the openness has its limits. Media were welcome as long as they didn't quote officials by name. I can't have that. An IARPA analyst grew visibly uncomfortable at seeing a reporter at his demonstration, and he quickly summoned a public affairs officer to serve as intermediary. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be inviting me or anybody else here at InfoWars to come to their industry days. We might be actually quoting some of these guys and telling people what they're actually planning on doing, even though most of their plans are secret. Now, one of the articles that I saw on Drudge Report today about Marco Rubio, and of course he's saying that Homeland Security funding must continue despite this fight over immigration. One of the few things that the Republicans did not fully fund throughout the entire year was Homeland Security, to give them a little bit of leverage, perhaps, over the immigration debate, because that is being done. Obama's amnesty is being enacted through the Department of Homeland Security. Rubio doesn't think that that should happen. He thinks that it's just too important. We have to do this for our own security, for our national security. But let's think about this. As they point out in the article, they say Obama's order is going to let immigrants get here illegally and work, get work permits. They can collect Social Security, they can get Medicare, and they can get tax credits from previous years by just filing some paperwork with the IRS. When they can do all of that, it makes me ask the question, why, how does Marco Rubio really define security? How do you define security if you have no control over your borders, if you have a massive Cloward and Piven takedown of the economy, with handing out massive financial incentives for people to come here and giving them Social Security, giving them tax refunds from previous years when they may or may not have been here? When you destroy the economy of a country like that, when you destroy control over the borders, how then do you define security? Is security something that is there only to protect the government's continuity of government? I think maybe in his world it does, because there was another article that came out just a couple of days ago at the International Students for Liberty meeting in D.C. That was just last week. I think it might have been this last weekend. Justin Amash talked about Marco Rubio. Now, Marco Rubio is for permanently reauthorizing the Patriot Act. That's what he was concerned about. Here's the quote from Marco Rubio. It was an op-ed piece that he had, and it was on FoxNews.com. Marco Rubio said, "This year, a new Republican majority in both houses of Congress will have to extend current authorities under the FISA Act, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. I urge my colleagues to consider a permanent extension of the counterterrorism tools our intelligence community relies on to keep the American people safe." So we don't have to worry about a Cloward and Piven takedown of our economy with open borders. That's not a threat to our security. We have to have the Patriot Act made permanent. Now, after he did that, Congressman Justin Amash retweeted that with the single word comment, disqualified. I think Amash is exactly right. That disqualifies him as a senator, not simply as a presidential candidate or as a vice presidential running mate, which is probably what he's angling for. And, of course, the Patriot Act's illegal Section 215, which is what they've used to justify their dragnet surveillance, that is coming up for reauthorization. It's set to expire June 1st. We should let it expire. And we should let Marco Rubio expire in his Senate term, not give him any more power. It's a very, very disturbing thing to see the Patriot Act made permanent. We need to all be aware of what's going on. We need to roll this back, not just be aware of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back with some more news before we go to Hugo DeGaris.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Way up north, to Alaska. Way up north, to Alaska. North to Alaska. Go north, the rest is home.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. As I pointed out before, we're going to be joined in the next hour with Dr. Hugo de Garras, one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence. He's going to talk to us about his dystopian projections for the future if this comes to fruition. He believes that it is inevitable, so we're going to talk to him about why he believes that, as well as we'll take some of your calls and questions for him. He's agreed to stay a little bit longer with us so that we can take some calls. He'll be joining us in the next hour. We'll be taking your calls at the top of the third hour. Now, in the last segment, we were talking about Marco Rubio, who wants to make the Patriot Act authorization permanent. He wants to make the dragnet surveillance that we see happening. He wants to make that permanent. He wants to fund Homeland Security, which is being used to carry out Obama's executive orders. That's the little bit of leverage, even that little bit, that little bone that was thrown to the Republican voting base by Boehner and others, that we're going to try to pull back some of this open border stuff with Homeland Security because border control is under Homeland Security. Even that, Marco Rubio says, no, we don't want to tie any conditions to Homeland Security. Let's just let them do whatever they want to. Let's go business as usual, fund everything. Here's how Ted Cruz talked about immigration on the Fox News show with Megyn Kelly.
With respect to the ruling, I disagree with it. I think the law is on our side and history is on our side. And we are going to appeal it. We will be prepared to implement this fully as soon as the legal issues get resolved.
He seems undeterred.
Well, that has been the nature of the Obama presidency from day one. You know, it's interesting. He says the law is on his side. There is at least one person who calls himself a legal scholar who disagrees, and his name is Barack Obama. 22 times, President Obama has admitted he doesn't have the authority to issue unilateral amnesty. 22 times, he says the Constitution doesn't allow it. He said this is not a monarchy. That's his quote.
That's a fact.
And then after the last election, he said, never mind, and issued it anyway.
Yeah, and he just keeps getting away with it because the Republicans refuse to impeach him. Even though we have a majority in the Senate and we have a very large majority in the House, they won't even attempt it. Now, they'll tell you that they don't have a large enough majority to get it through the Senate. That hasn't stopped them from passing the Keystone Pipeline 10 times. They know they're not going to get that through, but they want to show that they're working for their real constituents, the big corporations behind the Keystone Pipeline. They could care less about the Republican voters. Now, we do have some good news out of South Dakota. We see that they have passed constitutional carry. This is a message that went out from Gun Owners of America yesterday saying that the South Dakota State House has passed constitutional carry that will allow people in South Dakota to exercise their Second Amendment rights to carry a firearm. Now, we'll have to see if it gets through the other house and if the governor signs it. But, you know, it basically recognizes that the Second Amendment addresses a right of the people, not a privilege granted by the government. That's also very positive news. And we also see that frozen temperatures everywhere. Even Niagara Falls is frozen. There's an article on CNN talking about how it's such a sight that it's become a tourist attraction to see the frozen Niagara Falls. And, of course, the Great Lakes have frozen over. We've got Lake Erie with 98% ice. And there's an article from MLive that talks about how the Great Lakes ice is growing faster than even last year's frigid winter. They say not only is Lake Erie above where it was last year, but Lake Huron is also closing in on its record last year. Lake Ontario, 78.5% ice. Last year it was just 31.5% ice. You know, there's decreased solar activity. We also have more CO2. I would say that perhaps that points to some failed climate change models. Maybe it's not man-made, and maybe the globe is not warming. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. Get a little bit more news, and then Hugo de Garras is going to be joining us from China. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. cells become toxic. They die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
The Ethan Behrman Show on the future of